Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, June 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
People who don't want this to go ahead, and I think that's the majority of the people in this country, they're not going to be satisfied with the idea that moving the game is going to work for them.
All to debate calling off Ireland-Israel matches and how the lives of Irish Gen Zers and millennials are being reshaped by the cost of living. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Dáil will debate a motion calling for the matches between Ireland and Israel, planned for later this year, to be called off. Yesterday, it emerged the FAI will seek to play the home leg of the Nations League at a neutral venue. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The home fixture in this Nations League doubleheader is set to be moved to a neutral venue, with Hungary the most likely to host. Yesterday, sources in government suggested the FAI had come to its decision independently and would be backed by the coalition. It fits in with the hands-off approach ministers have taken to date, expressing the view this is very much the FAI's mess to sort out. Opposition parties, though, say simply moving the venue away from Ireland isn't good enough, and the government should take the lead in calling for the matches not to be played at all due to Israel's war in Palestine. Later, the Dáil will debate a motion from Sinn Féin calling for just that to happen and for the government to absorb any financial penalties the FAI might face for not fulfilling the fixtures. Cabinet will meet this morning, where the issue will be discussed and debated ahead of them taking a position.
The Cabinet will discuss plans to end the triple lock on overseas deployment of troops this morning. Instead, it would be replaced by a double lock, requiring just Dáil and government approval and getting rid of UN oversight. The government says Ireland shouldn't be beholden to superpowers like China, Russia and the US, who can veto Irish peacekeeping duties at the UN. However, opposition parties argue the triple lock is a key part of the country's policy on neutrality. Donald Trump says he doesn't believe Israel will return to war with Iran. Yesterday, the two countries agreed to step back from attacking each other after a weekend that saw missiles fired in both directions. Mr. Trump also says he warned Benjamin Netanyahu Israel could be on its own if it resumes the conflict. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews asked this question when he got the US president on the phone.
If Netanyahu goes back to war with Iran, will you be with him? He said, I don't think it'll happen. It's all working out very well. Iran is doing what they have to do. I don't think that's going to happen. Okay.
The jury in the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson will today hear the final audio recording of a police interview following his arrest in March 2024. In the first three sections played to court yesterday, the former DUP leader denied the allegations made against him by two alleged victims. He also told police he found an accusation of rape made against him by one of the complainants unbelievable. The 63-year-old has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. The parents of a girl whose death led to the introduction of Grace's Law will meet the Taoiseach today to press for further reforms. Among the issues being raised are enhanced Garda pursuit training, tougher bail and sentencing laws for repeat offenders, and introducing electronic monitoring for people granted bail. Grace's Law was introduced following the death of 16-year-old Grace Lynch, who died after being struck by a scrambler bike in January. Martin and Siobhan Lynch say the legislation will not be fully effective unless Gardaí have the resources and training needed to intercept offenders.
You're driving around on an unlicensed vehicle that shouldn't be on our roads. The Gardaí may be aware of this, but they're not allowed to pursue.
We've spoken to a number of guards, and the attitude coming back is there's no point in putting the blue light on anymore. So you can bring in all the laws you want. What's the point if it can't be enforced?
Stargazers are being encouraged to look to the west after sunset this evening, as Venus and Jupiter appear exceptionally close together in Irish skies. The event is known as a conjunction and will see the two brightest planets in the night sky shining side by side. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland says it's likely to be one of the most spectacular celestial displays in years.
Well, we have the rare sight of the two brightest star-like objects in the entire sky lining up like they won't do until 2047. They're the planet Venus, about 50 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky, and Jupiter, about 10 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. So this is as spectacular as it can get.
And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland women's national team are in action tonight for their World Cup qualifier against France. A victory would ensure automatic World Cup qualification for Brazil 2027. There are no fresh injury concerns for Carla Ward's side after last week's 3-2 win over the Netherlands. Ward is confident her team can remain focused after the emotions of their last victory to concentrate on the task at hand.
Yeah, bizarrely, I think that's very easy with this group, you know. They're so determined and obsessed with being better all the time that they don't get carried away. Yeah, of course, they were delighted. Very tired the next day, as you can imagine. But, no, listen, this group is, you know, good to work with because they're so focused on what's ahead. So, yeah, I think that'll be an easy one.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.